And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at Fletcher Hall in the Dean's Gallery, an exhibit of work by UL Lafayette Associate Professor Stephen Breaux called Waking Space that will be up through Friday. The Dean's Gallery is on the second floor in Fletcher Hall. It's on Lewis Street near Girard Park. He gave a lecture and presentation today about that work, but it will be up if you didn't get a chance to see it through Friday. There will be a lecture this evening given at the South Regional Library in Lafayette. The lecture is by Renata Doman. She is a professor in visual arts at UL Lafayette. It's a part of the Bridging Cultures Bookshelf Muslim Journeys series. The title is Tales of Allure and Influence, Islamic Art and the Art of Western Europe. That's tonight from 7 until 8 o'clock. It's free and open to everyone at the South Regional Library in Lafayette. That's Renata Doman giving a lecture on Islamic art and the art of Western Europe at the South Regional Library. Tomorrow evening in Breaux Bridge, there will be a banned books bash and book swap that will take place at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe in downtown Breaux Bridge. Some of the presenters will be Daryl Bork, Linda Fries, Greg Gearward, and Marjorie Essman. There are many, many others as well. The event is open to the public and free. All are invited to attend. On Thursday in Grand Coteau, there will be a poetry reading at the Thinstead Center, sponsored by the Festival of Words. The poetry reading features Liz Burke and Kelly Clayton, who will be reading from some of their new poetry and some of their poetry that's been published. Both are widely published. If you'd like more information, you can contact Patrice Melnick at 254-9695. That's Thursday, October 3rd, 7 to 9 in Grand Coteau at the Thinstead Center. Also on Thursday, the Lafayette General Health Foundation will have its annual gala that will take place at the Hyman Performing Arts Center and Convention Center. Tickets are available through the foundation, the Lafayette General Health Foundation, or by calling Jeff Daly at area code 202-834-0121. UL Lafayette Dance Guild is offering a creative movement class for children ages 5 through 9, October 4th through November 22nd at UL Lafayette's McLaurin Gym. Teaching will be Lynn Clearfield and Melissa Ross. To find out more information or to register your child, the website is danceguild.blogspot.com. The Bach Lunch Fall Series begins this Friday, October 4th, and opening it as they do every season are Les Frères Michaud. They will perform in Parc Sans Souci from noon until 1 o'clock. You can bring your own brown bag lunch or purchase lunch from the participating restaurants. On Friday at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette, the Brad Walker Jazz Quartet will be performing. Originally from North Carolina, he has settled into New Orleans, creating music but still performing all around the world. Performing with Brad Walker on Friday will be Simon Lott, Brian Seeger, and James Singleton. The concert performance starts at 7:30 at Cité des Arts this Friday. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can call Cité ahead of time. This Saturday in downtown Lafayette in Parc International, the 11th Annual Latin Music Festival will take place from noon until 10 p.m. There will be music and food and lots of great art and information about organizations in this area. It is free to everyone this Saturday, October 5th, beginning at noon in Parc International. In New Iberia, Shadows on the Tesh will have its Fall Arts and Crafts Fair on the Shadows in the Shadows Gardens from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. this Saturday. You can purchase tickets. Admission to the fair is a nominal fee, but you can purchase them at the door of the gate of the gardens. This Saturday at Cité des Arts, Comedy's improv hypnotist Flip Orly will perform at Cité des Arts at 7:30. Tickets available at the door or by calling Cité. On Sunday, October 6th, the Pink Ribbon Jam, a celebration of life after cancer, will take place at the Blue Moon Saloon in Lafayette. It's sponsored by the Cajun Invasion, Louisiana's first and only cancer survivor dragon boat team. There are lots of activities going on. The gates open at 2. It goes until 8. There will be music and food and information about the various organizations, including the Cajun Invasion. Performing will be the Wayne Blue Burns Band, Bonsoir Catin, and Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra starts its chamber series this Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The program is called Across the Ocean and features the chamber players with the orchestra, as well as guest artist Bridget Kibbe. She is a harpist and teaches at Juilliard, performs all around the world. She'll be performing music by Debussy and Ravel and Rodrigo with the chamber players, and then performing solo work of Argentinian and Cuban dances, as well as selections of Celtic harp music. That's 3 o'clock at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The symphony suggests that you call now for tickets. About half of the tickets are allocated to season ticket holders, and the tickets are going fast. So you can call the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra or go to their website for Across the Ocean, featuring guest harpist Bridget Kibbe. And the Acadiana Family Performance Series presents Tutatraque Theater with Alice in Wonderland. That will be next Thursday, October 10th, and that starts off their family performance series throughout the year. Tickets are available by going to the ACA's website. And Chorale Acadienne will begin their season on Friday, October 11th at Our Lady of Fatima Church with a German Requiem. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can go to Chorale Acadienne's website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also search for programs and podcasts of many of our locally produced programs. If you missed it, or you just want to hear the show all over again, you can podcast those shows. And you can support KRVS very easily, very securely at our website. Just click on that support button and make your contribution. Perhaps your membership is due. You might have gotten a renewal notice in the mail. You can either mail it or you can make that contribution online. And as we have mentioned, we are looking ahead to our fall fundraiser, October 18th through the 27th. And we hope that you'll be celebrating with us, because we will be acknowledging, celebrating our 50th anniversary. So more information on our website. KRVS will also be carrying Festivals Acadien alive throughout the weekend, and we'll be giving you more information throughout the week as that leads up to the festival. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6, from 6 to 7. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, it's Jazz Inspired. At 8, Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. Lee Klein-Peters' Big Band Swings at 9. Selected Shorts at 10, Music from the Hearts of Space at 11, Beat Current at midnight, and Freetown Radio at 1 o'clock in the morning. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.